Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin and Leroy. Vlad.
It's almost like you're a floating head because your shirt matches your background.
I just noticed that.
Yep. What do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, this guy has been quite the topic for quite some time. How do we feel about Giannis saying he wants to finish his basketball career in Greece?
Rats off a ship. This Giannis, it's enough already with what you want to do. Just do it. Like, we're so tired. If you're not happy in Milwaukee, which you very clearly aren't, you're making him sign your entire family tree. Allegedly, your family's living an ocean away from Milwaukee. Do us all a favor, dude. Rip the Band-Aid off, tell him you want out, and stop telling me what you're going to do in 5 years. I'm going to play in Greece. First of all, no, you're not, okay? What, are you going to be making $90 million a year? Yeah, hey, Giannis, I dare you to turn down that player option to go play in Greece for the last year. What, are they going to make you the king of Greece? The hell out of here. Rats off a ship.
And that's why I'm rats off a ship. Just when he look at them two different paychecks, right? It's your career. It's your profession. You make as much money as you can because you can't do it forever. Then when you get on the other side of it, then you go ahead and give him a couple of token years. But until then, you'll be a damn fool to turn down $70, $80, $90 million.
Oh, that's just, fool. I want to go be happy. I want to go, then go be happy. Go be happy then. You're clearly not happy in Milwaukee.
So he can get another $130 million.
It's enough already. All these plans that he has. Make them. What are you going to do? You're going to be sitting back, Giannis, with the Fonz from Happy Days in Milwaukee? Or are you going to make your moves? Are you going to make your life happy?
Is he still with us?
Henry Winkler? He's still with us. Yeah, the Fonz is still with us.
Hold on.
A lot of kids don't remember the Fonz. They only know him as.
We got to say rest in peace to D'Angelo.
Yeah, that's right. He was only 51.
Man.
What, he had pancreatic cancer?
Oof.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah.
Where are your rats, Vlad?
I'm definitely rats off a ship with Giannis. Because, you know. Like, make up your mind already, bro.
Right?
Like, I'm getting sick
of it. Make up your mind already.
Like, and then I don't want to hear, you know, in 8-9 months, I could change my mind. I'm only human.
Then do it. Don't let them guilt you into it by making your brothers live in Milwaukee, too. Jennifer, where are your rats with Giannis?
He's being wishy-washy. Rats off a ship. Also, is this why his wife went? Is living in Greece now or something like that?
Yeah, like the Bucks
are
like,
what's going on here?
Oh, Mrs. Antetokounmpo's living out of Milwaukee, so he's going to be miserable on purpose. Let's sign another Antetokounmpo. We'll put so many Antetokounmpos on the team, he'll have no choice. It'll be like the Greek national team.
Isn't she from here?
Yes.
Yeah, she's from here.
Yes.
That's how much Milwaukee sucks, according to Giannis, not me. Her, you know, actions.
I've been in Milwaukee twice, and that was because back in the day, Green Bay had a agreement where they would play a couple of preseason games, and at one point they even played a regular season game in Milwaukee. The kicker with all of this is both sidelines were on the same side of the field.
Do you think that Mrs. Antetokounmpo has told him, hey, just break up with him already? He goes, they signed Miles Turner.
She might be holding him hostage. He wants a fifth child. She's probably saying no fifth child if we're not
somewhere. In Milwaukee, we're not.
Not in Milwaukee. I'm not raising a fifth child in Milwaukee. Mm-mm.
Hate
not
being Laverne cold and Shirley. Pregnant.
No, sir.
Cold and pregnant?
Cold. The pregnant hate being cold.
Really? How many times you been?
I mean, there? I wouldn't know.
Just imagine.
So.
I mean, he's 6 months right now.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Joe Mazzulla making the Boston.
Rats off a ship.
Okay.
Wow.
Nah. I'm not rats off a ship
can
on this
I,
one.
Can go, I go finish?
Yeah. Go ahead, yeah. Jen.
He's making the Boston media scrimmage, the Celtics coaching staff, and beating them.
He busted their ass.
Do you want to give the final score?
Final score was 57-4.
They were not taking it easy on the media.
I saw a half-court shots.
Mazzulla's a madman.
57-4.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, apparently.
So the media only scored 4 points?
4 points. And apparently the way this works, it's a tradition where the media scrimmages the media. And Joe Mazzulla's like, changing it up this year.
Kind of feels like the lava was playing or something like that.
I think the pregame speech was this.
I love you, Jay.
Joe Mazzulla goes in and says, guys, you know how they do us. Let's get them back.
Exactly, dude. That's exact. If you saw that, they wanted this. They wanted to beat the media's behind so bad. Like, you should have seen it. They did not take it easy on them.
Dude, South says, did they play the lava?
I
don't know if the lava.
Hey.
It was Gabby on the team.
I'm not the only one. Oh, not that. It was a different Gabby, though, right?
Yeah,
she got crossed over.
That was pretty bad. That was 2 years ago. But apparently
they won last year.
Yeah,
they won last year.
We did great this year.
Because they had a ringer.
They had a brother. A tall brother. Vlad, a taller brother.
And they had no no Marcos.
And they had no frogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think the lie.
But I am rats off a ship on
You're rats off a ship on this idea?
No. I'm not rats off a ship on the idea of the Celtics media getting their ass beat by the coaching staff. That's a great. I'm happy.
I'm not rats off a ship.
I think it's funny.
I would have liked to see video.
Oh, there is video.
Oh, there's video.
Oh, there's video.
Oh, really?
There's video. You can find it.
When they put their hands on the floor and stuff like that, they don't give them nothing.
Man.
Say, you want to write about basketball? We'll see what you got.
I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, the Heat staff... Right now,
they would kill us.
You got
Karan.
You got
is Karan still there?
Well, Karan Butler.
How many of the staff are in shape?
It don't matter. How many of the media is in shape?
Karan's gotten in good shape. Karan's been running steps at the arena. You got Chris Quinn. Chris Quinn's in good shape.
Wayne
Ellington looks like he'd still drop.
Malik
four
Allen
threes.
Looks like he still can get you 5 points.
Oh, no one's scoring on Malik Allen.
What about Spo?
Spo definitely wants to throw some bows on some of us.
Spo gonna be in there practicing what he preach.
Toby, would you play? I
got to for pride.
With Toby to play,
but I'm not helping.
I got
six. What? I'll play for pride. I'm not doing anything for you guys. I got six fouls.
you're hacking Shaq.
Toby.
What?
I would bet money you can't foul out because you can't touch him.
You think I can't reach him?
No, I'm saying that they're going to be so quick around you that you ain't going to be able to touch them.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, just an old athlete, they can move now.
Well, sometimes.
No.
Unless it's a water balloon toss.
Well, wait a minute. Well, that's him. I mean, you know, by Mark Sanchez,
different sport,
former athlete
dude.
Still can move.
Maybe the most dangerous sport.
Life? He was out there like Hunger Games. I ain't know, like, what the hell? So it's like Brian Reed, he picked a bingo intangible. big country.
Oh, I don't feel good about it. Yeah, like it's one of those things where it would probably be as bad a score, if not worse. He got that size, too. I don't know.
How long do you think you could last? We're going up and down the court.
I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine.
Like you.
Wait, hold on.
Bike riding. I was fine on that.
I was going to tell you. How did that even go? We never got that full story.
I still have that footage. Yeah, we never got to that. That went fine. It really wasn't. Because it wasn't even bit worthy.
You lasted the whole class.
Yes, 100%. A 40-minute biking class? Come on.
Did you do everything they told you to do?
Well, this guy was a little froggy. Okay. Let me just say. This guy was a little froggy.
Hold on. Rats off a ship.
No. Let me explain. So this guy sat there, and I didn't realize, like, you do things. I thought you just ride the bike, okay, up and down.
I told you that.
This guy is sitting. First of all, you got to clip in, which is ridiculous.
Wait, I told you all of this.
I understand, but I didn't realize that he was like having this, like, okay, and now we're up the hill, and now we're up the hill, and now do a dip, and do a dip, and do a dip, and then a dip, and then a dip. And I'm just like, what? And I'm like, how about I just bike, dude?
No, Tobin, I told you this.
I thought he was about to do the, Tobin, I thought you were about to dance with it.
Oh, Vlad, he was doing, and now we do the cobra, and now we do the cobra. I'm like, what? The cobra? Are you kidding me?
Did I not tell you this? Like, I didn't think you thought you were just going in there for a bike stroll. I'm like,
I should have known.
Classes are intense.
I should have known when he had a headband on. I was like, oh boy, headband with the mic thing. Boop.
I thought Tobin was about to say chicken noodle soup.
Let me ask you a question, Tobin. When have you ever gone to a class or any type of instruction and the guy had a mic on and you were just riding a bike?
I don't know, dude.
He had a mic on so he could be free to do stuff.
He's like, but he always, you can be in your saddle. I was like, oh, that's a dig.
He was looking right at you. Who was a movie? Did you do the cobra?
I did the cobra. I did a couple cobras, but I couldn't keep up with this cobra. And then the cobra. And then the dip.
Wait.
And then the cobra.
Wait.
Chicken noodle soup.
Wait.
Chicken
wait. Noodle soup. Vlad, noodle soup. This is exactly what I told him before, the week before it happened. And I told him that, hey, man, you're not familiar with these bike classes. When you go to the gym and you go by that bike class and that dude got that speaker on, you can hear all that talking and you look in that room, everybody is sweating profusely.
No, dude, it was stinky.
Yes, but I'm like,
you know what I don't like too?
So you were in there with D.
Yep.
Both of y'all was just.
Well, she's fine. She does all those cardio classes. She was all good.
She does the Zumba
and the thing.
So you sweat. You sweated. Like you were.
Listen,
dude, I sweat walking my car.
No. Because remember when we said that he was going to sweat and then he said, oh, yeah, it's going to be nothing. I'll just go. I was like, you're going to take a shower, right? Like after you do this.
You mean from there to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
We just went stinky.
Oh, you see? That's nasty.
Well, ooh, it didn't matter though.
That's nasty.
What?
Dude.
Damage was done.
First of all, I told you, okay? I told you some of the most intense stuff that I've seen is in that bike room.
And he disregarded everyone in their
And
work.
You disregarded everyone.
I died.
Hey, I told you about clipping in. I told you about some people bringing their own seat, right? And you still just dismissed it like it was nothing. I said, well, go ahead on and put your booty on the big seat and see why you go get chafed.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
Hey,
I still think
did you get a little raw in between the legs or whatever?
I was honestly raw from the day before from walking around Orlando. That was that was rough. That was worse, honestly.
Hey, by the way, this needs to be a bit. I'm telling you, dude. I told you.
Are you trying to get all of us in a
You
want to
go cycling together?
No, I can't do cycling.
Yes, you can.
Knee. Oh, that's true. Okay.
I'm on a bad knee. I'm about to have knee replacement.
All right. So what do you? What about an aqua aerobics? Can you do that?
synchronize swimming.
I'll be the youngest one by 20 years, but I'll do it.
I just want to make sure we do something that your knees
are. I tell
you
what, there's two places in the gym that are extremely intense.
Mm-hmm.
One is in that bike room, and the other one is all them ladies in that little dance thing, exercising, doing salsa and all that stuff. Boy, they're in there.
Orange Theory, that thing is tough too.
Right, like, but I'm talking about the LA Fitness. Because I'm telling you, when you walk by that room, all you see is hips popping. Bang, 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 bang. Now walk it out. Bam, bang. Let's go to the right. I'm like, goodness.
Like, and dip.
So, we should have talked about this before. Because I knew something was up. You know what? You're the parent that always tell the kid it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then the kid come back and go, Daddy, it wasn't fine. Because
Daddy lied.
You've told him. Wait, this is some of the things this guy has done without no formal training. Let's not even talk about the 5K that you do every year and your sweat walking to the car, but you're going to do a 5K.
March for Cancer, right? Dude. It's a great cause.
It's a great cause. Nobody says it. Okay. Then this bike thing.
Yep.
That I knew.
Also benefiting cancer.
It does. But you shrug it off like, man, I got this.
Because what's the worst?
You didn't have it.
I didn't like being clipped into a bike. Very uncomfortable.
Just being clipped on a bike on the road. You haven't fully ridden a road bike with clips until you've fallen on the ground in front of a car at a stop sign.
Is that where you had to get hitchhiking?
Trying to unclip your foot to put it down.
Wait, they have those for the action. Like, wait, you had clips on your actual bike that moves?
Yeah.
It seems super dangerous.
Dude, all you got to do is turn and they come right out. Dude, they don't even have pedals. They have bars.
Schmeathen says the only 5K Tobin does is 5 key lime pies. God, that sounds good.
Dude, there was a sweet potato key lime pie.
What?
I saw at Publix, yeah.
Intrigued.
I was intrigued. I didn't do it.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'm Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.